Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I think every day he's in office, he remains a real and present danger to the country.
Our focus will be on small businesses on Main Street.
Deep inside the chest cavity of every digital woketopian beats the heart of an online tyrant.
That suppression at the same time is not a recipe for unity.
The First Amendment is something that unites us as Americans.
This is the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Well, it's the greatest football nation in the history of the world, that's for sure. Hey, good morning to you. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us here on this Tuesday morning. Did you watch any football last night, ladies?
No.
None? I did not even remember that it was on.
Oh, no way.
And I generally pay attention to sports, and I was like, where was I? I had no idea it was even going on.
Well, you know, I've given up on professional football, and let's see. Let me go down the list. Professional golf now that they've decided for political reasons not to hold the PGA at a beautiful golf course just because they don't like the current president of the United States. It's just silly season. So I'm down from the NFL. I'm down from golf. For the most part, have never watched the NBA. Major League Baseball has irritated me this past season. I'm left with hockey and college football. And I've always been a bigger college football fan, so I had to tune in last night, and I grew up watching the Ohio State Buckeyes, so I was really rooting for the underdog, but man alive, Alabama put on an offensive display. I felt like I was watching the greatest show on turf last night. It was amazing.
Ah, that sounds very exciting.
So sorry you missed it.
Yes, me too.
I'm more an NFL fan.
I couldn't care less. Right.
I like the pros,
honest.
Not the college, so much when it comes to football. No.
I finished a puzzle, though.
So. Watched some paint dry last night, did you, Tricia?
Yeah. No, I finished a puzzle. I legitimately did. It's my second one this year.
Oh, good.
Congratulations is in order, is all I'm saying.
Well, that depends. How many pieces was it?
Congratulations.
I'm talking 500.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Well done. Hey, by the way, one thing we're paying attention to today is the fact that Parler is shut down, and we don't know when they're coming back. And I think this is interesting. Listen to what Tucker Carlson had to say last night. Go to cut 12.
Parler committed no crimes. So why are they gone? Well, conservatives speak to each other on Parler, and that's dangerous. So they were banned. Yesterday, the left shut Parler down.
How can they do that is the question completely when they're all working together. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is joining us this morning because apparently there's going to be a racketeering investigation called for into how this went down. Eben, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so the RICO laws may come into effect here. Who's pushing for this?
Well, this would be Congressman Devin Nunes from California is demanding this investigation under the RICO laws, which is the anti-racketeering laws at the federal level that we have called racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations. And what is basically being alleged here is that companies like Amazon and Apple and Google have all sort of colluded together. There's that word again that we've all learned in the past 4 years. To work against Parler in basically in an anti-competitive way, one that violates antitrust laws and one that also might violate civil rights. The complaint is that you know, Amazon, which most people know Amazon for shopping and delivery stuff and things like that, but Amazon has a wide range of businesses, including what they call Amazon Web Services, which is a it's basically a hosting company, a very large one, and a lot of big organizations make use of server space at Amazon, including Parler, including Twitter, Amazon is or Parler is saying that Amazon unfairly targeted them because Amazon was complaining about the content that was on Parler. And meanwhile, Parler is saying the same exact kind of content was on Twitter, namely supposedly, you know, calls to violence and whatnot. So, for instance, Twitter, you know, Amazon may have had problems with things that they saw from users on Parler, but at the same time, on Twitter, you had things trending like "Hang Mike Pence" that weren't even being addressed by Twitter. And so, anyhow. In the meantime, Amazon and Google, which are basically gatekeepers to what you use, Apple and Google, which are gatekeepers to what you use on your internet devices, whether it's your computers or your smartphones, either through apps or through search engines, may have been unfairly targeting Parler for non-use by users. And colluding with Amazon to make all of this happen. Why? Because they're all in bed with Twitter, and they want to see Twitter survive and not Parler. And it may have been based on politics as well. And so that this all turns into a conspiracy, essentially, if that is true. And this is something that Devin Nunes wants to see happen, to have this have all these people investigated.
So the next question is, how does the political change in Washington affect all that? I mean, a RICO investigation wouldn't be conducted by the House. It'd be conducted by a federal prosecutor, correct?
It would be conducted normally through the Department of Justice, the FBI, which will soon fall under Democratic control.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if the political will is there to even look into it. Maybe given who this benefits, I'll say that not you, but I think it'll be interesting to see if this moves forward. Listen, Eben, I appreciate the information, my friend. Thank you.
You got it.
You bet. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio, at Fox Eben Brown, if you want to follow him there. E-B-E-N, this is how his first name is spelled there. That's interesting, right? And, of course, here it is, a Republican bringing it up because it's a crackdown on conservatives, as you heard Tucker Carlson say. It's a crackdown on conservative speech that they don't like. So there's a website, ladies, I don't know if you're familiar with this. It is 2A Tuesday. We're going to talk about this later. Mm-hmm. There's a website called AR15.com. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
It's huge among people who are who like to build their own unique weapons. Like it's a parts clearinghouse, basically, and it's got forums on there where people can discuss different things. Some of it is a paid forum where you have to pay to be a member of it. Yesterday, they were informed by GoDaddy that they were losing their URL because GoDaddy was being pressured by Amazon and some of these other big tech companies. So the free speech of conservatives to talk about the election is one thing. Now it's going further than that, and you can see the first encroachments here to push back on other things they don't like your Second Amendment rights and your interest in guns. They figure if they can shut down a forum like AR15.com, they're somehow furthering the interests of the left. It's disturbing what's going on in America right now. So we're going to talk more about that particular side of it coming up in our 2A Tuesday segment at around 7:37 this morning. Be sure and stay tuned for that. Coming up, we got the winter warm-up ticket giveaway. We'll do that next. The speaker, former speaker of the Missouri House, Tim Jones, is going to join us. We're going to talk about what might be able to be done in some of these other states by state legislatures to ensure election integrity. Tim and I'll discuss all that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Every time that a Republican had been elected in the last several generations here, Democrats have gone to the floor or gone to the Senate and actually caused an objection. It's part of the process. They're asked for a vote and some people objected. Mm-hmm. Then Republicans do it and you make it sound as if it had never, ever happened before. Again, the hypocrisy. And then when that's coupled with taking away the voice on social media and suppressing that by not only what they did to Donald Trump, but there are those of us on the conservative side of the aisle that have lost tens of thousands of followers. That suppression at the same time is not a recipe for unity. It is not going to calm the waters and take air out of this balloon for a peaceful transfer of power come the 20th.
No, it's not. Jason Chaffetz there, I thought, with a pretty good point this morning. I just wanted to throw that out there. I read this a few minutes ago. From the Presidential Inauguration Committee. Now, that's not technically the real name of it. I'm going to tell you the difference here in a minute. But the Presidential Inauguration Committee said that the theme of Joe Biden's inauguration is going to be America United. And here's their statement. That theme reflects the beginning of a new national journey to restore the soul of America. bring the country together, and create a path to a brighter future. Interesting, huh? Are you feeling that unity?
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, what PR firm crafted that?
Probably the same ones that came up with No Malarkey.
Well, I don't know, because I wanted to know.
This is more eloquent.
Yeah.
The budget grew since the No Malarkey tour.
So they went out and they interviewed the CEO of the Presidential Inaugural Committee. And identified him as a Dr. Tony Allen. It's time to turn the page on this era of division. I don't know who Tony Allen is. I'm guessing that he must be a liberal because he wants you to ignore everything negative and bad that's been said about you as a conservative and just act like none of that happened. So I was interested. I went online to find out that, you know, there's a joint congressional committee on inaugural ceremonies. And that's the only committee I can find for the presidential election committee. And in case you're wondering who's on it, Roy Blunt, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy on the Republican side, Amy Klobuchar, Nancy Pelosi, and Steny Hoyer. Those six people make up the Presidential Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies. I don't know if that's different from the Presidential Inaugural Committee or not, but I can't find a separate any more information on that. I just found that kind of interesting that they released that statement about what it's going to be. The other interesting thing about that is to show unity. Here's what Biden is going to do after he gets inaugurated on the 20th. He's going to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown voter. I mean, the unknown soldier. And he's going to be joined there by former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton. As a show of bipartisanship at a time when national divide is on stark display. You know, I know Joe Biden probably listens to this show. So my advice to him would be if you truly want unity, you need to call Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and talk them down off the ledge of going forward with impeachment or this 25th Amendment nonsense. You're not doing anything but boiling the blood of your political opponents by doing that. It's so clearly a political game to get even kind of thing against a president that you've hated from day one, that it's the emperor has no clothes. You're not going to get unity with any of these people who voted for Donald J. Trump if you let your Congress move forward with this impeachment. Well, and that's what they're going to do. Tomorrow night, they're bringing it to the floor.
Well, and they're missing the whole Trump voter thing, the whole not wanting the status quo, not wanting that establishment politician in charge. That was the movement behind Trump and his... I mean, that was what the country wanted, was to take the country back from Washington and the Bidens and the Bushes and the Clintons. So them thinking that they'll just shush the Trump voters, that's probably not going to work.
I wondered why Hillary Clinton had been so quiet here recently. I haven't heard anything out of her at all since the election. But you're going to get to see her on Inauguration Day, holding hands with
Jill Biden and Laura Bush. At the in Arlington. There you go.
314-241-9797. The man, the legend, Speaker Tim Jones, coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh. Speaker Tim Jones joining us right now, as he does every week. And Tim, what an upside down world that we're living in, that Nancy Pelosi is on the floor of the House trying to introduce impeachment proceedings again against the man that she hates so bad, President Trump.
Well, you know, Mark, it just goes into the narrative that we've been discussing for weeks, is that they've got nothing other than their hate and vitriol directed at Donald Trump. They keep pretending that they're the party of peace, love, and harmony, but yet they can't get over their Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, Mark, it's been going on for what? We're closing in on 5+ years now of the media and the liberal left, and now being joined by big tech and big woke America, corporate woke America, in saying that Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone is the problem. Mark, you know, I'm old enough to remember, and I'm sure you are as well, that the liberal left and the media, they don't care for any Republican, do they? How short our political memories are. One of my buddies said the other day, you know, amnesia is the second sign and symptom of Trump derangement syndrome, and it's basically of left-wing liberal syndrome. Go back to Ronald Reagan. Remember what they called him, Mark? He was just a cowboy. He was a bozo. He was a B-movie actor out of Hollywood. You couldn't take him seriously. They said horrible things about Reagan and just completely trashed Nancy. And then you move into the Bushes, right? They had nothing good to say about them either. They said that George W. Bush was a illegitimate president. Mark, they haven't accepted a single Republican president since before Ronald Reagan. And ever since then, in their quest for power, they continue to go to these superlative, ridiculous heights. And Mark, now, you know, I think back in the day, it was political gamesmanship and, you know, politics was a bit of a sport. It's now become a blood sport. It's now become very serious. I mean, forget about writing one book about it. George Orwell could write a 10-part miniseries about how draconian the government has become. I mean, this is 1930s-style-esque stormtrooper-style stuff where they're basically saying, forget about everything we're doing on our side of the aisle. And, Mark, we will continue. You and I and others will continue in a very fair way to condemn – in a bipartisan fashion, any political violence on the right side of the aisle. But I don't hear any bipartisan condemnation of the fact that most of our major urban cities over the past 2 years have not only been nearly burned to the ground and been the victims of murder and mayhem and occupation, but Mark, the people on the left get away with inciting that violence. Go back and look at Kamala Harris's statements on Stephen Colbert's show. We need more riots is what she basically said. And Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the crew have been part and parcel of it. Where is the condemnation of that systemic citation to rioting and violence? I have heard none. It's been crickets from the liberal left.
It has definitely been crickets, Tim. Perfect point there on Pelosi and all of them. What's become increasingly evident is that being elected to Congress does not require an IQ test. Because I've heard several people this week try to claim that, including, I believe, Cori Bush, that anybody who participated in exercising the 12th Amendment of the United States Constitution should now be expelled from the United States Congress. I mean, honestly, That's and the mainstream media picks those things up and runs them as if they're as serious as a heart attack.
Mark, this is what happens in fascist oligarchies. And boy, isn't it amazing if the liberal left, if big media, if Hollywood, if they would actually just pay attention to what they have created. They've done movies about this stuff, right? I mean, when you if you look at the ancient classics of 1984, or you look at the more current post-apocalyptic dystopias, whether it's the movie I love, Clive Owen and Children of Men, or if you look at the Hunger Games series, right? Don't they realize what the common denominator is in all of those post-apocalyptic dystopias? It is a big government autocracy run wild. And Mark, that's what they're promoting through the unholy alliance, the unholy union of big tech, big media, and big government, right? In conjunction with big corporate woke America. They're now literally going to tell you which group of what you can say, depending on what side of the political aisle you are on. You will have access to technology and to the First Amendment, but you over here will not. You over here on this side, you'll be able to express your beliefs and opinions, but over here, we don't agree with you, so you will not. Mark, this is terrifying stuff. And you know what happens? When they after they come for the First Amendment, they're going to come for the others. And I hate to think about what happens if they get anywhere near serious about going after people's Second Amendment rights.
Well, Tim, to your point, I went to the trouble to dig up a couple of the quotes from George Orwell's 1984,
which is just frightening. Here's one of them. Don't you see that the whole aim of newspeak is to narrow the range of thought? In the end, we shall make thought crime literally impossible because there will be no words in which to express it. George Orwell had this nailed a long time ago. He clearly saw this coming with a party that, you know, it shuts down everybody who disagrees with it and wants so-called perfect unity. That when you look at what they did to the president of the United States, what big tech did to a fellow online service called Parler by shutting it down this week, every American should be frightened by what we're seeing.
Yeah, Mark, look, CNN's Chris Cuomo recently said back during the riots of 2020, which may continue if the Antifa protesters in Portland have their way. They've already threatened to do so on New Year's Day this year. CNN's Chris Cuomo, please show me where it says protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful. So the liberal media encouraged and exacerbated by their spokespeople on the liberal left, it's okay for them to talk about violence and riots and protests. You know, what was the CNN commentator who was famous for saying a mostly peaceful riot as the car literally exploded behind him in an orange mushroom cloud of flame, right? So Mark, you know, this is going to be the situation now where a select few of ivory tower elitists will be the purveyors of truth and fact, and it will be that doublespeak. I mean, we're looking at Fahrenheit 451, George Orwell's 1984, and the Hunger Games all wrapped into one. And, Mark, this is what happens when you allow – look, folks on the right, folks on the conservative right, we've never been the purveyors of bigger, badder, bolder, more intrusive government, have we? We're the ones who want government to be limited, to be less. It's the left. And that's why people say, well, you can't have fascism on the left. We're all about freedom. Maybe liberals were, liberals of the old days, right, Mark? Not this fascist autocratic left. I mean, go look at what the meaning of Nazi was, okay? In German, the word Nazi has the word socialist in it, the Socialist Democratic Workers' Party, right? So there is an authoritarian fascist left. And unfortunately, terrifyingly so, we're seeing it rise to power here in the United States of America.
Tim, before I let you go, dipping back into your experience as the Speaker of the Missouri House.
Yes.
Jim Lemke pointed out to me and to you, I believe, after our conversation Sunday night, that this is now up to the states to fight the tyranny of the federal government. And, you know, Justin Hill told me that he was getting on a phone call yesterday with an organization he's part of that has representatives in state governments across the country. And they were going to be talking about what steps they need to take. And I think that's really where the answer here, where election reform and election integrity, where that reform has to start, is in state legislatures in these swing states.
Well, yeah, former Senator Lemke and current Representative Hill are wise leaders, and they know that. They know the proper roles of government, and we have to – this is not being taught anymore, Mark. I think there's – I bet you most kids these days believe that the federal government is superior and tantamount to all. Absolutely, positively not. That's what – that's one of the things that Chuck Schumer probably wants to, quote, change about America. I'll remind you – here's everybody's civics lesson in 30 seconds – the states are the parent. The states are the sovereign. The states are the master of the federal government. The states were created first, right? And then we had a union of a federal government. The states are the parent of both the federal government and of every lower government below them. The states have created all the cities, the counties, the commissions, and all that. But they also created the federal government. You know, the federal government was given enumerated powers. Why? Because the framers never wanted the federal government to get out of control and to intrude upon other powers expressly reserved to the states. Go read your 10th Amendment. Everybody this week, Mark, you need to read your Constitution. It's not some just ancient dust-covered artifact. It's something that has wisely governed and capably governed the most free, prosperous, and liberty-driven nation on the planet, where everybody, no matter what your race, color, creed, code is, can become anything they want to be. And one of the best ways we do that, Mark, and you and I make our living off that, is by communicating our ideas, our thoughts, and our expressions to the masses. And the minute we start limiting that, then everything else behind it can absolutely fall apart. The First Amendment is one of the most important keys as to why this is the greatest, most free, most prosperous nation on the planet.
Tim, well stated as always, my friend. Always appreciate your work, and love that I got to join you on Sunday night on the show.
It was a pleasure having you on, Mark. And yeah, we're going to definitely need to follow our Missouri legislature this year, Mark, and make sure they're protecting the rights and freedoms of all Missourians, because it's going to be our state legislatures, Mark, that are going to protect us against this bulwark of leftism that has unfortunately overtaken the once great Democratic Party.
Could not agree more. Tim, we will talk again soon. Thank you.
Talk soon, Mark. Have a great show.
Hey, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Hope, sorry for the audio difficulties you had there with Tim Jones, but we will work to get that cleaned up by the time we have him on next week. How about that? Hey, winter warm-up is going on for the Cardinals coming up here on the 25th annual winter warm-up, and you can take part. It's going to be the 15th, Friday. They're going to have a reunion of the 2011 World Series team. You can go buy tickets at cardinals.com/WWU, or we're going to give away some tickets right now. 314-241-9797. How about caller number 12? How about caller number 12 to win those tickets for the winter warm-up? And again, you can go buy them yourself, but we're going to give some away every day this week. So good luck to you on that one. I've got a little bit of time here. Do I have time to get to Helen on line one?
Sure.
Yeah, Helen, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just saying, it just astounds me that no matter what the Democrats come up with, they all stick together. Republicans can't get together to do anything. And we've put these people in politics, and if they don't stand behind Holly and Cruz, I'm done. I may go with the Tea Party or Independents or something. I've always been a conservative, and these Democrats that claim to be Catholic is a bunch of baloney. You know, I wish the church would get together and stand up for some of our rights that are human rights, not just constitutional rights, but human rights.
Helen, I think you're representing the frustration of a lot of people. I really do, and I appreciate your phone call. You know, I don't know what the answer is. There are certainly a lot of people in the Republican Party who don't have our best interests as conservatives at heart. A third party has never prospered in this country. And oftentimes when you see something like that, all you're doing is guaranteeing power for the other side. That's forever. by splitting the vote. So I don't know what the answer is, but I'm not sure splitting off to a third party is the answer yet. We need to express our will and influence into the existing party, in my opinion. 314-241-9797. Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First and Cam Edwards on 2A Tuesday coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.